朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
妹妹平安，今天我们继续上一次的题目，讲到属灵的传承。
And we talked about passing down our spiritual inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在他结束他这一生的时候
，Paul at the conclusion of his life，
他用三件事情来形容他这一生当做的事情。
And he used three things to describe the things that he ought to do with all of his life.
他说：“美好的仗我已经打过了。
”Said a wonderful fight that I've already fought.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And I've run my race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I kept my faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now the crown of righteousness is waiting for me.
弟兄姊妹，持守真道，我们每一个人都明白。
And holding on to our faith, everybody understands.
这是我们都该做的。
This is something we all ought to do.
保罗在这里前面用了两件事情来形容他整个的一生，一个叫打仗，一个叫赛跑。
But he used two other things. He said he fought a good fight and he ran a good race.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们觉不觉得我们在打仗。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you feel like you are fighting a battle.
我们觉不觉得我们整个人生像在赛跑一样。
Do you feel like you're running a race?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，其实我们整个一生就是一个奔跑的一生。
And dear brothers and sisters, this journey, this life is a life of a race.
不光我们个人奔跑要去见主。
Not only are we personally running to go see our God.
在场上的人都跑，我们每一个人都在跑。
But on this field, all is running.
有我们个人要跑的，要个人要交的账。
There's certain things that we need to deal with individually, personally.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就着整个教会的历史来说，它好像像一个接力赛一样。
But concerning the church history, it's like a relay.
就是神给我们人类的托付和使命来说，我们像在跑接力赛跑一样。
According to the commissions and the things that God has given us, we're like running a relay.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里跟仇敌、跟我们的肉体、跟这个世代，我们在有一个非常直接的争竞。
And we are warring against our flesh, this world, and all the things of this world.
所以保罗对加拉太的圣徒说：“你们向来跑得好。”
And Paul said to the people in Galatia.You ran a good race.
但是有谁拦阻了你们？
But who has hindered you?
叫你们不顺从真理呢？
That you no longer obey the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们上次讲到接力赛跑。
And last week we talked about running this relay.
喜欢接力赛跑的举手。
Anybody who likes to run relays, raise
your hand. 我很喜欢跑接力赛跑。
I love that particular race.
接力赛跑要成功，它包括三部分。
And for it to be successful, there are three components.
你棒子要接得好。
And you got to be able to catch the baton well.
你要跑得好。
You got to be able to run well.
然后你要把棒子传得好。
You got to be able to pass the baton well.
这三环任何一环漏掉，你一定失败的。
Any three of these elements that is missing, you're going to fail.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲属灵的传承。
So brothers, we want to continue with this message as passing on our spiritual inheritance.
我们请年轻的孩子们不要以为说只是在讲父母亲要把什么棒子传给你们，这的确很重要。
And everyone who is of the younger generation, I want you to not have this mindset that it's just something of my parents that needs to be passed on to me. It's very important.
你可能会说，我连婚都还没结，我哪里有棒子要传？
But some of you may think that, oh, I'm still too young, I can't even consider marriage. There's really nothing for me to be part of this race of.
就着接棒来说，我们每一个人都在接棒。
But concerning receiving this baton, every single one of us is doing that.
我们从父母亲接棒。
And we receive something from our parents.
我们从带领我们的人接棒。
We receive something from our spiritual leaders.
我们从历世历代神的儿女们、属灵的前辈们手中接棒。
From generation to generation, we're receiving a baton from the generation before us.
我们从圣经中伟大神圣的使命上我们来接棒。
From the great commissions in the scriptures, that we are receiving this baton.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人，不管你是多大的年纪，你都在接棒。
Every single one of us, regardless how old you are, you areReceiving this baton.
我们也在传棒子。
And we are also passing a baton.
不管你多大的年纪。
It doesn't matter how old you are.
我们都可以传棒。
There's something you can pass on.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你虽然没有孩子，但是你传福音的时候，你就是在传棒。
And brothers, you may not have children, but as you're sharing the gospel, you're passing on a baton.
你得救了一年两年，你回头带比你后得救的人，这就是在传棒。
And you've been saved for a year or two, and you're leading someone who's newly coming to Christ, you're passing on a baton.
虽然还没有孩子，但是我们已经可以传棒。
Yes, though you may not have children, but yes, you are part of that race.
弟兄姊妹，赛跑，接力赛跑要跑得好。
And to run this relay well again,
棒子要接得好。
And you got to be able to catch this baton well.
要真正接到棒子。
And you got to really be able to get a hold of it.
跑要跑得好。
And you got to run well.
传要传得好。
And you got to pass it well.
我上次说过，很多人跑跑跑就先跑掉了，人家后面人棒子没给他，他已经跑了。
And there's some people who are in the relay, the people who is waiting to receive the baton, they run off so fast, they really haven't a chance to catch it.
你跑到终点手中没棒子，那不算的。
And if you finish the, your race, you come to the end without a baton, it doesn't count.
耶鲁大学在1636年成立的时候，他成立的目的是要训练 pastor， 训练神家的工人的。
And when Yale was first formed,
对不起，哈佛大学。
When Harvard was first formed in 1913, it was intended to cultivate co-workers for the kingdom of God.
耶鲁大学1701年成立的时候，他就觉得哈佛开始变质了。
And Yale
要出来建立一个教会是训练传福音的人。
And Yale, when Yale was formed in the 1700s, they thought that Harvard has already fallen from their initial state, and they want to raise up co-workers for God's kingdom.
今天就着学术上来说，他们仍然在跑，跑得很好。
And concerning academia, they're running very well.
可是当初 founder 祖先们立校的目的，他们没有接下去。
But the purpose of the founder that did not pass on.
我们这次去英国有机会去看 Oxford,
and we had a chance to go visit Oxford when we were in England this time.
他们跟我们介绍的时候 ，Oxford 成立的时候。他们的开的系，他们立校的目的 ，three R's.
And there were three R's when Oxford was established.
Religions, 就是为了信仰。
Religion is for the purpose of faith.
但是我们去的时候去参观他们校园，学生们在开 party， 在喝酒。
And we walk around campus, and what you see are parties and people drinking, going crazy.
我不是说他们一定错，这是这个世代，现在他们年轻人就是喜欢这样子。
I'm not necessarily saying that what they're doing is exactly wrong, but in this time of this generation, this predominantly this is what you see.
但是我决定相信，你几百年前到牛津去看的时候不是这个样子。
But I trust that hundreds of years ago when you visited that campus, it was not the same.
弟兄姊妹，很多人在跑，手中没有接到棒。
Many people are running, but they are not running with a baton.
我们可能把人家的手表接过来，继续跑。
We probably took a hold of someone's watch and we keep running.
然后看他 sunglasses 很棒，接过来跑比较酷。
And we see their sunglasses that look really cool, and we took it when we were running with it.
你虽然的确有一些东西从他手中接过来了。
And maybe there's some things that you really did. That got passed on.
那不是赛跑要的东西。
But they are not the elements of the race.
你戴着一个很酷的眼镜，很贵的手表，跑到终点，你还是不算数的。
You look really cool with a nice set of shades and watch, and you come to the end, it does not count.
你手中没有棒子。
You do not have the baton in your hand.
没有那个真正要的东西。
You don't have the one element that is required for the race.
今天中国的父母想尽办法要把财产要把产业留给孩子们。
And all the Chinese parents think of all the ways possible to hand down their inheritance.
今天年轻的一代一直想要的就是不是产业就是一些很酷他们很喜欢的东西。
And this younger generation in general wants the things that are cool and the things that they delight in.
你看看美国，看看欧洲，有多少人为了下一代，他们偷渡，他们冒着被抓的危险，冒着在货柜死掉的危险，就是为了给下代一个 better life.
And so many immigrants, so many people from China that will come to the States or in Europe illegally for the sake of giving their children a better life.
我们这次去欧洲，还有很多人曾经被抓过放出来的，又被抓。
They risk the harm that comes along the way. They risk the issue maybe dying along the way, and they were captured.
两年多前
and again.
在希腊有一个姊妹从欧洲位从温州跑到希腊，已经热死了。就是死掉了，42度。
And there was a sister who boarded on a cargo ship illegally, and along the way she died on her way to Greece.
父母亲爱孩子，希望把很好的给孩子，但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要把手表，不要把眼镜传给孩子，要记得把棒子传给孩子们。
Parents, it is good to give our very best to our kids, but please remember these watches and these things of value, they are not of importance.
我们接棒重要。
And it is important for us to lay hold of the baton.
我们自己跑很重要。
We ourselves running is very important.
我们传棒子很重要。
And us passing on the baton is also important.
每一次当我在这里看到教会历史，看见目前教会在这个世代的情形，我真的在主的面前亏欠难过。
And whenever I think about the church history, the condition of this time and this generation, the condition of the church, a lot of times I weep inside.
从某一个方面，我们很多方面都比前代丰富了。
In many ways, we are fuller. than the generation before us.
我们吃的，我们穿的，我们的现代的知识，我们科学的装备，我们都比前代丰富。
What we eat, what we wear, what we know, our knowledge base, they're a lot fuller than the generation before us.
但是在生命上面，在神旨意的事情上，在神圣的使命上面，弟兄姊妹，我真是觉得一代不如一代。
But concerning life, concerning the purpose of God, the will of God.Every generation is diminishing.
不要说这个世代，回头看自己都觉得羞愧。
Not even to look at this generation, I look at myself and our generation. Sometimes I feel ashamed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲代代相传的时候
，But when we talk about from generation to generation,
我们是为了在座每一个人，我们都需要听哈。
Everyone who is sitting here needs to have ears to hear.
他不光讲到父母跟孩子之间的传承
，It is not just a passing on between parents and children.
他讲到历代教会产业的传承
But the inheritance within the house of God, the church.
讲到神圣使命的传承
And this holy commission from generation to generation.
就连我们在侍奉上面，我们也要有传承
Even in our services, we need to pass something on.
啊，招待组要有传承
And the usher group, you guys need to pass something on.
关怀组要有
And the caring group, there's something you got to pass on.
姊妹，任何的服事都需要传承。
Brothers, no matter what service is in our hands, we need to pass it on.
好的，能够传给下一代。
We pass the very best to the next generation.
当教会正常的时候
，When the church is healthy.
当神儿女光景正常的时候
，When the condition of the children of God is healthy.
我们是站在前辈们的肩膀上，我们继续往前。
We are standing on the shoulders of those who were before us, and we're moving forward from that point.
这样子才可能青出于蓝。
And that way, every generation will surpass the former.
当教会不正常的时候。
But when the church is not normal.
当神儿女们软弱不正常的时候。
And when the children of God has fallen, is weak.
就是我们可以看得到的就是一代不如一代。
What we can see very clearly is that every generation is deteriorating.
我们没有一个人可以轻看自己的影响力。
So no one can despise the ability to influence someone.
我们都在影响旁边的人。
We're influencing everyone around us.
只是正面或是反面就是了。
It is justThe matter of whether it's positive or negative,
大或小就是了
The magnitude of its influence.
很多影响是远远超过我们所能明白的
A lot of things of our influence beyond what we can comprehend.
比如说你对人一个鼓励的话，一个正面的建造，让它整个流转过来
Sometimes a word of encouragement, a positive building up, it will cause the person to change completely.
有时候我们以为我自己软弱，这是我。但是你没有想到你会世世代代影响下去。
And some people would think that, oh, it's just me, my personal failures, I'm weak. But you do not realize that you may impact the generation that is to come.
有一个统计，就是有人追踪一件事情，两个人啊，他们对后代的影响。
And somebody had done a survey, and they did an analysis of two families and their descendants.
这两个人生在同样时间的人。
And these two people were born of the exact same time.
而且生长的环境都很像，就在美国纽约跟 New Jersey 这一带。
And the environment, the conditions exactly the same as all of the East Coast.
然后经过了将近200年，100多年以后，人家去追踪他们的家族。
And after about 100, almost 200 years, they went to track and trace these two people's descendants.
这里发现这两个人对后代的影响，糟糕，那个黄色看不清楚啊。
I apologize for the poor display, but we looked at the descendants of these two individuals.
念什么 Max Jukes 啊，这是第一个人，他一共后代有1026个人。
Max Jukes he had 1026 descendants.
他就是一个不上进、放纵、随便过生活的人。
And he lived very loosely. He really didn't aspire to do anything. So very very casual about his life.
啊，在他这一千个左右的后代里面，有300个人被关到监狱里面，平均关监的年龄是13年。
And of his descendants, 300 of them.Were sent to prison, and on average, they were in prison for 13 years.
然后后代里面有190个人是做妓女。
And 190 of them were public prostitutes.
有680个人是 alcoholics, 是酗酒的。
And 680 were admitted alcoholics.
然后他们耗费的政府在那个时候一两百年这样下来，他们耗费的政府几十万。
They cost the
为了要关他们，为了要管他们。
They cost the government.Hundreds of thousands of dollars to just keep him in prison.
那另外一个人是 Jonathan Edwards.
And the other person that they traced was Jonathan Edwards.
他的后代929个。
And he had 929 descendants.
我们希望属灵的人多生一点哈。
And we want people who are godly to have more offspring.
啊，所以我们在座的弟兄姊妹鼓励你们，如果可以的话，多生一点。
Brothers, if you are able, have more kids.
那他生的比他少929个。
And
929个里面呢，有430个后来做了传道人。
And of these descendants, 430 were ministers.
86个成为大学的校长。
And 86 became presidents of universities.
75个曾经写过很好的书。
And 75 have authored a very good book.
5个人当过国会议员 congressmen.
5 of them were congressmen.
其中有2个当过 senators, 当过参议员。
And 2 of them were senators.
还有一个当了美国的副总统。
And 1 was actually the vice president.
弟兄姊妹，两个人。
2 people.
他们死了，不知道他们对后代会有什么影响。
They both passed away, but they do not know the impact they had on their descendants.
而是后代的人去追踪了，花了把他们一百多年前一直下来的这个 descendants 全部找出来，发现这样子的统计资料。
And someone actually thought it would be very interesting to go back and see what their offsprings were like, and they went and did the survey.
弟兄姊妹，我们决定不能小看自己的影响。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon your influence.
你也决定要在乎你接受谁的影响。
And you definitely need to care about who is influencing you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是两代之间都要有的责任。
And these are the responsibility of both generations.
我们要在乎自己对周围任何人的影响。
We need to care about how we're influencing those who are around us.
我们也要拣选我要接受谁对我的影响。
We also need to choose wisely who is going to influence me.
所有反面的，让我们远离神的，会让我们犯罪的，我们都应该要起来拒绝它。
All the things that are negative that cause us to depart from God and to enter into sin, we got to reject those things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个传承，我们今天讲属灵的传承。
So, brothers and sisters, today we talk about passing on of a spiritual inheritance.
我们不讲产业的传承。
We're not just talking about earthly inheritance.
我们不讲这个地位的传承，这个事业的传承。
Or the passing on of positions or jobs.
这个世界上已经很多人在做了。
And many people are doing that right now.
今天我们讲的是属灵的传承。
But we are talking about today, we're talking about spiritual inheritance.
包括了生命和使命的传承。
And talks about the passing on of the life.And the commission within.
这是一个见证的传承。
And it's the passing on of a testimony.
所以在这里我们知道这是我们留给后代最宝贵的产业和祝福。
And it's the most precious thing that can be passed on to the next generation.
我们现在要来看一两处的圣经，我讲的顺序不见得照我的纲要。
And I want to go through a couple of scriptures that is not exactly according to the outline that you have in your hands.
圣经里面传承有得胜的，有失败的。
And obviously we can see from the scriptures that there are obviously those who did examples of people who done it very successfully and who did it very poorly.
上次我们曾经讲过他们在埃及是一件很好的例子。
And we talked about the fact that them being in Egypt, this was a very great example.
当约瑟做宰相掌权的时候。
When Joseph was prime minister and he was reigning in Egypt.
当雅各、约瑟都在的时候，那个属灵的局面被维持着。
And when Jacob and Joseph were both alive, the condition of the people were sustained.
当神儿女们得胜的时候
，And when the people of God were victorious,
世界是为我们效力的。
The world actually is serving us.
所以创世纪47章，法老说整个埃及地都在你们面前。
And Exodus chapter 47, Pharaoh says, all the land is before you.
我们最好的地方歌山你们都可以拿去用的。
The best land, Gershom, go and take it.
弟兄姊妹请记得哈，当我们在世界中掌权的时候，钱财世界是为我们效力的。
Brothers and sisters, please remember this. When we are right before God, we are reigning, the wealth in the world is serving us.
等到雅各、约瑟去世的时候，
When Jacob and Joseph passed away,
你发现神儿女们在埃及是为奴做奴隶的。
You began to realize all of a sudden the people of God became slaves in Egypt.
反过来，钱才是他们的主人，世界是他的主人。
Things are completely upside down now. Wealth and money and this world became their master.
所以他们天天做苦工受苦，哀声上达于神。
So every single day they were in hard labor and they cried out to God.
弟兄姊妹，不过就是几代之间。
A passing of a few generations.
他们从得胜掌权
from that victorious life,
埃及愿意把最好的给他
and Egypt's willing to give them the very best.
神也放心把财富交给他们
and God can trust them in giving them this wealth.
弟兄姊妹，当我们失败的时候
but brothers and sisters, when we fail,
当世界马门是我们的主的时候
and when the world, when mammon is our Lord,
你发现受辖制受苦的其实就是我们
you begin to realize we are enslaved and we are were enslaved by it.
希望我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹，我们都从圣经上得教训。
And I ask every single one of us, we would be warned through the scriptures.
我们看到大卫，等一下我们再倒回来看约书亚。
And we're gonna come and look at David.
最近我们刚刚读撒母耳。
And we just finished 1st and 2nd Samuel.
你看大卫年间全盛时代。
And you see, look at the days of David. the entire nation was a victorious nation.
周围所有的国家被他降服。
All the nations were subdued that was around Israel.
列国向他朝贡。
And every nation came and paid homage to him.
然后他为神家建立这个立体的侍奉体系，全部都是历代志下全部都建立起来。
And David established a very structured, a well-structured service in the house of God.
但是传到所罗门的时候
But when it was passed on to Solomon,
所罗门就糟蹋他
Solomon wasted.
所罗门去随从外邦女子去拜假神去
And Solomon went and began to worship all the other gods because of the women that were in his life.
到了第三代罗伯安的时候
And when it comes to the third generation, Rehoboam,
高傲
And this pride,
in,
And hardness,
然后造成整个国家的分裂
caused the entire nation to split in two.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？才第一代大卫
the first generation was David.
这么好
so great.
第二代所罗门
the second generation Solomon.
大打折扣
and it suffered great loss.
到了第三代
and when it comes to the third generation,
整个王国分裂了
the entire nation is split.
不需要久。
It doesn't take long.
不需要多。
It doesn't take much.
仇敌可以把在神家在我们个人身上所有的祝福立刻拆毁。
The enemy can undo all the things that are virtuous in the house of God.
就是我们真的要在主面前警醒。
Everyone, just we need to be awake before God.
所以当我们讲到教会历史的时候常常讲到一代祝福二代组织三代堕落。
And a lot of times when we talk about the house of God and the conditions of the generation, the very first one is blessings, and to the very last one with fallen.
第一代真是祝福
And the first one is full of blessings.
神的祝福这么多
The blessings of the Lord were so abundant.
到处都是祝福
You can see it everywhere.
那威尔斯大复兴的时候，你不用去传福音，人家都敲门说我怎样可以信耶稣啊？威尔斯
The Welsh Revival, you don't even need to go out and preach the gospel. People are knocking on your doors to come to Christ.
他们那些交通警察都没事干了，就组成诗班在那里献诗了。
And the police officer had nothing to do because the town was so peaceful, they became the choir of the town.
但是到了第二代，第二代什么叫组织？就是把这一切东西的做法制度化的。
And the second generation, they make it so that the structure is systematic.
他们认为说，哦，前代是那样子有祝福，所以我们就照着他的做法，有样学样，把它一二三四五全部制度化。
And they say, okay, we observe blessings in the first generation. We're going to follow every step, one, two, three, four. We're going to copy it one by one, and we'll receive the same blessing.
他们却忽略了最重要的一件事情。
But they neglected the one thing that is most important.
就是 spiritual reality 那个属灵的实际
But the spiritual reality behind all things
他们跟神的关系
Their relationship with God
他们对真理的态度
Their attitude towards the truth
他们是不是依靠圣灵
Do they really rely on the Holy Spirit
他们当初的祷告是只是一个祷告会的一个形式呢还是真正屈膝在王的面前
And their prayer meetings is it just a structure of people coming together or are people really falling on their knees before the king
他们擘饼只是一个月一次的守圣餐呢还是真是在纪念主
And they're breakOf bread, are they just doing it because they have to do it once a month, or are they really remembering the Lord?
用这边很多东西都表面化、制度化了。
And many things became superficial, many things became systematic.
到了第三代的时候
，And when it comes to the third generation,
根本已经不知道是什么。
Nobody knew what it was.
只是这么做就这么做。
If we do it like this, okay, we'll just keep doing it.
你们听过我以前讲的一个故事，讲到一对年轻夫妇结婚的时候
，And I told the story in time past, a young couple when they just got married.
到了感恩节发现他太太烤火鸡每次把那个大火鸡砍两半、啊、
and,
然后腌了以后先烤一半
and、during Thanksgiving the wife would cut the huge turkey in half and she would marinate half of it and cook it
然后烤完了以后几个小时以后烤好了再烤另外一半
and after a while、when that half was done she would prepare the other half and cook the other half、
这个先生就问太太说 Honey 你为什么这么做为什么不整只烤
and the husband asked the wife Honey how come you don't just cook the entire bird
她说因为我妈就是这样教我的
and she said that's what my mom did and that's how she taught me
下次你去问她
And so, and please go ask, or the wife says, go ask yourself.
所以就是回娘家的时候，他就问他这个岳母大人，好，你为什么烤火鸡要砍两半
？So he got home, he got a chance to meet his mother-in-law, and he
他说因为你 grandma 这样教我的，你下次去问你 grandma。
And she said because your grandma taught me, go and ask grandma.
好，所以下次他去见他那个老的 grandma 的时候，说为什么烤火鸡要分两半
？And the next time they went to see grandma, they asked grandma, grandma, why do you cut the turkey in half and cook it twice?
And grandma 说我们那个时代的烤箱这么小，你只能 cut 一半，你们现在可以整只烤。
So grandma says back in the days the ovens were too small to cook the whole turkey, so we have to cook them half by half. Now the ovens are big enough, you cook the whole thing.
所以到最后变成一个做法。
So after time, it became just a particular pattern that they followed.
所有属灵的原因，属灵的 reality 都不知道掉到哪里去。
The spiritual reality, the reason behind all things, they were gone.
我们也是在一些地方看见人有样学样的学现代的这个敬拜赞美，在台上唱啊叫，不是叫啊，就是。
Well, we see people actually imitate, they follow people who are singing on stage, they're singing and they're shouting.
但是弟兄姊妹，有很多东西是有样学样，你碰不着主，碰不到神的同。
A lot of things you can imitate, but you cannot touch God.
那有一些很简单的，或是有一些也是一样的，但是他们是在圣灵的实际里面，心灵的信仰里面，那不一样的。
But some things are very, very simple. They may be exactly the same as the previous generation.But they're very pure, they're, for the heart, and they're completely different.
所以弟兄姊妹在传承的时候很重要。我们现在来看约书亚，我们来再读他的经文啊。
And we're going to come and look at Joshua, look at the scripture from the
story. 我们请读约书亚记。
And please go to the book of Joshua.
我们读最后一章。
The last chapter.
24章。
Chapter 24.
时间的关系，我们只读他最有名的那一句话啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。然后我们跳到第二十九节。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's go to verse 29.
我们读三十一节。
31.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。在这里，请注意到哈。有两代
There are two generations.
约书亚
Joshua
跟那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，这是第二代。
And the elders who outlived Joshua and they knew the works of the Lord.
他们不见得像约书亚、摩西亲自经历到神大能的作为。
They may not have personally experienced the great deed of the Lord.
但是他们可能看到、听到、他们知道。
But they might have seen it, they might have heard it, but they're aware of it.
然后我们请翻过来到四世纪第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。请跳到第十节。
Verse 10.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利。好，底下就讲到他们离弃神，拜假神，惹神愤怒，被神管教。
And then you will continue to read that they forsook the Lord, started to go after false idols, and God began to discipline them.
在这里我们看见至少简单说至少有三代。
And now, generally speaking, you can say that there are three generations.
有约书亚第一代。
It was Joshua's generation.
他们亲自看过，亲自经历过神大能的作为。
They personally have seen, they personally have experienced the great works of the Lord.
他们对神有第一手的认识和经历。
They knew God.For first, first-hand experience.
他们跟神的关系是自己经历的，不是传来的，不是二手货。
Their relationship with God is very, very personal. It's not passed on. It's not second-hand.
他们认识神。
They knew God.
然后他们也在神的面前把自己奉献给神。至于我和我家，我们一定侍奉耶和华。
And they were very serious with God. They offered themselves to God. And they say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
你们想侍奉别神 ，go ahead. 但是我和我家一定侍奉神。
If you want to serve other gods, go ahead and do it. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是第一代的人
That's first generation
而第二代的人
The second generation
就是当初一起看过或是听过
Or people that have seen it from afar
神大能作为的人
Or they have heard of the things of God from afar
他们知道关于神的事情
And they know the things of God they are familiar with it
这是第二代
And this is the second generation
第二代在的时候那个局面还维持的至少他们都还爱主
And when the second generation was still aroundThey sustain an environment for people to still have a heart for God.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们请注意到，先慢一点放，第二个先不要放，我们就放第一代、第二代、第三代。那这个呢，是 Bruce Wilkinson 啊，他有一篇文章叫做《Leaving a Legacy》。这篇文章我建议在座所有的年轻人父母亲都可以读。
Bruce Wilkinson had a really wonderful article called Leaving the Legacy. I encourage everyone to read it.
他把约书亚的这一段的故事用三把椅子做代表。
He used this particular story of Joshua and he represented with these three chairs.
约书亚坐在第一把椅子，这是第一代的。
The very first chair represents the first generation, generation of Joshua.
那第二代呢，是那些听过神、知道关于神的事情的长老们还在的，叫第二代。
And the second generation are those who have heard of God.
第三代的人就完全已经不知道神，也没有不认识神，也不知道关于神的事，他们就转离了，去拜别神。
And the third generation do not know of God, they do not know anything of God, and they begin to turn and worship other false gods.
现在这里他讲到的，第一代的人 knew God, 他们认识神。
So the first generation they knew God.
第二代的人叫做什么？
The second generation
knew about God.
They knew about God.
弟兄姊妹，这个有没有不同？
Is it different?
太大不同。
Greatly different.
什么叫做认识神 knew God 是你自己第一手真实的。
And to know God is you personally, you firsthand, you know Him.
Knew about God, 你可能是听来的。
You knew about God is what you heard of Him.
你风闻有神。
And you heard of His existence.
或是你看见神迹奇事在别人身上发生过的。
Or you see marvelous things happening in someone else's life.
你自己没有经历过。
But you've never experienced it for yourself.
像我们这次买会所哈。
And like purchasing this facility.
我相信那三四年全心投入的弟兄姊妹 跟有一些在远远观看或是在外地不认识我们的人也没有参与祷告的人他们的经历会不一样的
And I would definitely know and guarantee that the experiences of those who are fully devoted in this process and those who are outside of us or standing from afar watching our experiences of the whole thing will be greatly different
我到各地去都有人说哎呀我们听说你们买会所买成了感谢神
And we heard that you were able to purchase this facility We thank God
这是 knew about
And we heard well, people have said that to me and these are the people that knew about what happened
我们会碰到一些弟兄姊妹讲到这件事情跟我们一起激动一起流泪他说感谢神听了我们的祷告
And we also met the same people who said the exact same words but they were crying They say thank God that they heard our prayers
他们跟我们流泪跟我们进食为我们奉献弟兄姊妹他们 knew God through this
And they were praying with us. They were fasting with us. They walked through this journey with us. They knew about this. They knew this. They experienced it firsthand with us.
那就是我们回到约书亚来。
And now let's come back to Joshua.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址。告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。